back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Eric Ossens from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And Reba Hess from Team Reba.
And we're here every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. bringing you information on real estate and finance.
Mm-hmm.
And always try to have on interesting guests.
Yes, and we have another one.
There we go. Today's no exception. We've got Kyle Kiever with Synapse Construction. Thanks again for joining us today, Kyle. Really appreciate it.
Well, it's been a good time.
Yeah. Well, Well, as we said earlier, we geek out on this stuff all the time. But during the break, we started asking you a few more questions. Like, I love that we're talking about siding. You've got interesting products, design ideas, things like that. But then I started asking you about, well, what about windows? Because you guys do siding and windows,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, talking to new customers for me all the time, we're always looking at, you know, I have to do walkthroughs. And even just this morning, I'm in a condo and it's like, okay, so here's some windows that are failing, and you can see by the condensation, it's not just dirt or whatever that's in there. And then from a condo perspective, you have to find out, is it the homeowners association that's responsible for it or the individual homeowners, right? But this is a topic I have talked about for 15 years that, you know, until I'm like blue in the face about windows and whether it's worth replacing the window. And of course, as we have better energy efficiency products, you know, like, when is it a good time to do the windows? And you brought up during the break a couple of things that I want us to maybe go back over, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, you know, first of all, fogged glass doesn't mean the window's failed. It means the glass is failing. It's losing its seal. Sometimes,
right. Exactly.
You know, if you have windows with stops in the frame, you can have the glass replaced.
Right.
So that's possible. In my world, when a window really fails, it means that it's, you know, it's bringing water inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, there's something, maybe a miter joint on an aluminum window that's leaking or something like that. And when we install an aluminum window, we count on that happening. So we use a pan and we create a drainage channel. So when that thing finally does leak, it's going to leak to the outside of the envelope.
Right.
And so, you know, personally, I don't have a lot to say about what window somebody should get. I think everybody kind of has their choice.
All kinds of different styles. Yeah. There's good companies out there. You just got to do your research.
And depending on what window somebody chooses kind of drives the way that it gets installed.
Right. Okay. So you were discussing installation of windows, and you were saying if somebody's doing a siding project, that is a really good time to evaluate. You said, what was the number of years that you said might be?
20 to 25 years. I usually tell people, you know, it might be time to, you know, if you're going to go to the trouble of tearing off all your siding, it might be time to redo the windows.
Okay.
You know, for you get better energy efficiency out of it, you'll get, you know, it'll help with the UV rays that are transmitted through and, you know, do things to your furniture and that kind of thing.
And your flooring and everything else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the technology and the glasses come along very far. If you're going to rip the siding off and not do it, then, you know, have failures down the road because your, you know, windows are reaching the end of their useful life, then you're going to end up kind of, you know, patching in, you know, that, you know, one of the big things about the WRB on a building is you want continuity. Right, and that continuity should basically go all the way into the inside of the window opening, because you know that's where water can end up.
Because it's supposed to wrap like up and over it or something like that, isn't it?
Exactly, it's supposed to come to the inside. I mean, that's kind of the end of the envelope is the inside of the window, and so if you miss that boat when you change your siding, then you're gonna have, you know, gaps. There's no way around it unless you tear off your siding again.
Right.
And so the unwary consumer who hires maybe the cheapest bid to install some new vinyl windows on an existing home, and they're going to get done in a day or two, is really rolling the dice then.
Totally.
Because the odds are that fast install is not going to be done properly. And in the long run, they could be causing some fairly severe damage.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm having some windows redone on one of my properties right now. I'm suddenly very nervous.
to do it right, it's got to be fairly surgical.
Even
then, you're still, you know, I mean, it's you're dealing with things you can't see.
Right, right. Well, Kyle, you mentioned that you have a service for a consumer. Say they're interested. It's time for them. They need new siding. You know, maybe they need new windows. That you can actually use. You have some programs where you can help a consumers sort of visualize what their home will look like with different types of siding products.
Yeah. We'll build a 3D model of the house as it is now, And then we'll, you know, send that to our customer and we'll meet with them. And you know, hopefully they've got an idea of what they want to see. Maybe they've got pictures that they've scraped off a house or taken, you know, as they've driven around the city. And then they'll, you know, we'll have a conversation about, hey, you know, I think this might look nice here. And then we'll go back and we'll, you know, put that on that model to show them what their idea really looks like. And then we'll kind of, you know, maybe we'll change it up a little bit because of some performance considerations or you know, throw out an idea like, how about this? This might work better. And we'll go, you know, two or three rounds of that. And then and then we build construction drawings off of those. That, you know, they're 2D and we make plans and then construction happens.
I like how you're that collaborative with them, because most of the time people don't know, and they will. They go onto websites like Houzz and they just kind of assume, just because it's out there already, that, oh yeah, that can be done on my place. And it really is a sign of someone who's doing quality work if you're like, well, okay, maybe, or this might actually be better for you. Like,
we try to, you know, give them all the information we can give them, and you know, and look at it from our perspective as people that have seen, you know, failures and things that, you know, have gotten deferred maintenance, and just kind of give them the pitfalls of their choices. And you know, if you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink all the time.
Right.
So sometimes they, you know, want what they want, and there you go. But you know, it's not our job to make them do anything. We're just trying to educate them and make them comfortable with their decision. You know, we don't represent ourselves to be architects. We're just trying to help them make the best decision they can.
But this is a really good option, because I think a lot of folks, if they're trying to think, oh, I need new siding, you know, where do I go? And you know,
I get
forbid,
asked that all the time.
Right. They might look at one product, you know, or they might go to Home Depot.
There's
or
not
something
a lot
like
to look
that.
At.
And,
yeah.
And that's the thing that concerns me, is when they're just going to the big box stores and only looking at that.
Right.
Because there's, and of course, right now, as we know, you know, with a lot of people doing flipping, there's a lot of folks just doing that, you know, that have absolutely no construction background. I was complaining about this on a recent show, where there's, you know, some folks who work at, you know, a big company that starts with A. And just because they make good incomes, they're out doing all this development work, and the work is shoddy. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. Like, they're hiring like the cheapest people possible to do their flips, and they're literally buying stuff at Home Depot, which, frankly, is not such great stuff most of the time. And it makes me concerned about what's happening to our housing stock again, because we saw the exact same thing back in 2006.
Oh,
but
we can't get that proverbial lipstick on a pig.
What are you saying about my lipstick?
I didn't talk about you.
Just kidding. But no, I'm loving hearing this part of the conversation, because too many consumers look at those websites, watch HGTV, go down to the big box stores, and they really don't get as educated as they could or should be on these things. Mm-hmm. And these are big dollar items. So, I definitely appreciate it. So how does somebody... go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think there's a big need for, you know, like a exterior showroom of some kind. We've talked about it in our company, and I think eventually we're going to have one, because there is a need for, you know, people that want to be adventurous and don't want to, you know, because, you know, you go to Home Depot and there's like two products, you know.
Well, if you keep doing the videos like you guys are, I mean, you could do quite a bit just from
on
that.
The web, sure, yeah. And we've been, you know, and we've got a ton of samples from all over the place. We need to basically, you know, curate them at a place somewhere.
Sure. Yeah.
We haven't gotten there yet. But you know, we're a good resource if somebody out there is, you know, wanting to go beyond the Home Depots.
So when somebody is engaging with a company like yours, like, what can they expect out of the process? What happens? Like they reach out and like they have an estimator come out, or someone actually like. How quickly do you qualify?
I'm usually the first contact.
And so
I'll go out and meet with them and just basically do what I call a needs analysis, which is basically, you know, what's going on, what's driving, you know, why, you know, you called me, you said you need new siding, what's driving it? You know, sometimes it's pretty obvious, it's like it's falling off.
Right.
But sometimes it's not very obvious, and it's, you know, it's an aesthetic thing, and they, you know, they have specific ideas. We get referred by manufacturers quite often. So somebody will be like, you know, I really want to use Tress, but I've seen this stuff, you know, on a school. And then
we're going to have to wrap it up. But tell them once again where they can find you out.
Kyle at synapseconstruction.com.
All right. Well, thank you for listening once again to Open House with Team Reba. We'll be back next week at Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Saturday afternoon at 2 for more Open House with Team Reba here on AM 1590. The Answer. The preceding program was sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.